This is the recorded version of the notes which accompany the course units of PIMSLR's Japanese 2. These notes provide additional information on Japanese culture and Japanese communication practices. You will also find the notes printed in the accompanying course booklet. Unit 1.
知りません
versus
分かりません。さあ。
In Unit 1, you learn two ways to say, I don't know.
知りません。
And
分かりません。
While both mean, I don't know, they differ from each other in nuance. If you use them inappropriately in conversation, you risk offending the person you are speaking to and embarrassing yourself.
知りません。
Is used when you have no information about or knowledge of the matter being discussed, and therefore have no way of knowing how to answer the question and are unable to comment.
分かりません。
On the other hand, indicates your inability to respond to the other person with confidence, despite the fact that you have information. For example, if you are asked whether you like beer or wine, but you like both of them, you may say,
分かりません。
Implying that you are not sure, and perhaps it depends on the occasion. If you answered,
知りません。
It would sound rude and might hurt the other person's feelings, as it could be interpreted as your unwillingness to respond to or even consider the question. It is equivalent to the English, how should I know? Or who cares? Until you are comfortable with the difference between these two words for no, a safe rule is to respond using the same form the speaker used in the question addressed to you. You will notice that Japanese people often respond to your questions by saying,
わかりません。
Or with a long hissing sound of
さあ。
The Japanese prefer to leave their intentions and opinions ambiguous and indirect, especially in situations where there is the possibility for two or more different ideas or points of view. You may be frustrated over the frequent use of
わかりません
or
さあ。
Even when the answer appears perfectly obvious to you. This is a Japanese communication strategy to leave room for imagination and individual interpretation. The Japanese use extra caution not to hurt another individual's feelings, causing the other person to lose face. Consequently, they avoid losing face themselves.